I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, June 2nd, 2014 to order and call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, for an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for the blessings you give us. We're just amazed that you are mindful of us. Just thank you again for watching over us. We know that you tell us in Ephesians to prepare for battle and that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And we just pray that you just empower us today with your wisdom, your guidance. We pray that you would just be with those that we know need your healing hand and comforting hand. And I think of Judge Orr's family, that you'd be with them and just comfort them, God. And we again pray that you would just watch over this county, watch over this nation, just help us to follow you. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. I would like to follow up in addition to Rick's mention in the prayer that our circuit judge has passed away, Mark Orr, and we are deeply saddened by his loss today. His visitation will be tonight at the First Baptist Church in Ozark from 5 to 8, and the funeral will be tomorrow at 11 in the same church. Accounts payable.
Did you have any? No. Move to approve checks numbers 339819 through 339920. Make a note that 339899 has been voided and 339914 has also been voided. Warrants 5998, 5999, and 6000. And one transfer.
Is that with that addition to that one check? Did you mention it?
It was included. I believe that's 339920.
Okay. I'll second the motion then.
And just to note that the journal entry was for paper usage. Motions on the floor. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Gentlemen, we have before us a representation agreement. It has been reviewed by Commission Counsel. This is a proposal by and between the Collector's Office and an attorney representing the Collector's Office through Lowther Johnson. The agreement notes that it calls for legal representation of the Collector's Office, including bankruptcy, tax sale issues, and other matters.
This is the one that's...
This is the... This was a previous agreement that was by and between the collector and an attorney. We were advised by the auditor to have the agreement by and between the county and the attorney representing the collector. Our commission counsel has reviewed it and agrees to it as to form. So this will set us straight if, in fact, we approve it. Is there a motion?
This is a different attorney, is it not?
No, it's the same.
From last year?
Yeah. She utilizes Lowther and Johnson for a number of taxation issues. Actually, there's several bills in here for that, or regarding that.
This is for the general representation?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Not the, okay. Move to approve the representation agreement, file number 14-024C.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the representation agreement, known as file number 14-024C. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. District, Mr. Albritton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. Just a couple things this morning. I believe you have our funding agreements. I don't know if you had any questions on those. I'd be glad to answer them. I don't know if that was on the agenda for today or not. I know they were being routed, so I know it's probably soon if it wasn't today. But
right. We don't have them in front of us.
Okay. You should be getting those soon, just to let you know. Got all those approved by the board and the county's attorney and the district's attorney. The other thing is the Bee Creek Stream Erosion Project that has come to light here in the last few months. You may recall that we had a small engineering study done on that to see what impacts have gone on down on Bee Creek along Cozy Cove Apartments, Sycamore Road, and just outside of Branson City Limits. And engineering study came back that along with development upstream and flooding coming from Taney Como, that the sewer project that went in back in 2009 likely did have some impact on that area that's causing erosion down there. So I've talked to Randy Hayes in the Road and Bridge Department to see if he could provide his forces to help us install some some riprap along that stream and some what they call bendway weirs to mitigate that erosion, those erosion forces through there. And Randy said he likely could. It would probably be towards the end of the summer. I've got a call into NRCS. You may have heard that we did not get it accepted for funding through them. My proposal would be to tweak our budget that we have this year for capital improvements and find the money in that to do this project, and it's estimated to be around $60,000 to $80,000 for construction. It should be on the low side of that if we in fact are able to use road and bridge forces. There is an estimate of around $10,000 for engineering and surveying. However, I've contacted NRCS to determine if they can provide that engineering for us, that design, so that would save us some money. I've heard that they have done that in the past. Also have some questions into them on the actual permitting, so if we can get lumped in with them for design and the permitting, that'll make things go a lot faster on that little project. I guess I don't need a formal motion or anything today, but I just kind of wanted to bring that to you and kind of get the commission's blessing that we head that direction. Once I get my couple questions answered from NRCS, I can bring back maybe a revised budget, just like we did earlier this year, to tweak our amounts on some projects.
If the SIRT district recommends this, I'm going to be in support of that.
Okay.
On some issue.
And they have so far. We discussed it at our last SIRT board meeting. Can answer any questions on that if you had. Other than that, there's projects are moving forward. As soon as our funding agreements are formally approved, I'm looking at putting our RFPs out for our Turkey Creek project, Venice, and get started on those. We are making quite a bit of progress on the easements for our power site project. As we talked at the beginning of this year, you may recall we were going to kind of have an update in the middle of the year. So we're basically to where we've got all the easements we can obtain without going to condemnation. So I just want to give you a quick update on that. And it might be a good time here in the next month or so to have a sit down with the sewer board and maybe a roundtable discussion to discuss various issues with projects. And
a roundtable commission and the sewer board? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I found those in the past to be enlightening, I think, for everybody, and it really gives us a heads up on where we're headed and helps smooth the transition, I think.
Yeah.
So.
That's probably all I've got right now. Unless you give them have any questions, to answer anything.
How soon will we be looking at those funding agreements?
Should be any day now.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought maybe they were even going to end up on the agenda today, but it looks like it didn't. So maybe even Thursday.
Okay, sure.
Have a little session then. So I'll be glad to come and answer any questions about those. Just FYI, before you see those agreements, they were worked out between Don Soutee, myself, Jill Patterson, county's attorney, and Mr. Fielder, our sewer district's attorney. We've all been blessed.
Okay.
The amounts are exactly the amounts in our sewer district budget that was already prior approved by the commission this year. So no surprises in there at all.
So by action of the county commission, we will be approving the funding, but when it comes to the actual expenditures, we'll receive the invoices as we go along.
Yes.
On the projects?
Just
okay.
Just same as it's, as it has been.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Danny, Brandon, questions at all or comments? You're easy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
for your time.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Previous meeting minutes, regular meeting minutes. You've got them all, I think. Oh, sorry.
You
did this right here? Thank
yeah.
you very much.
See?
Appreciate that. You're a real pal. Amendment to agreement for engineering services. Gentlemen, did you think I glossed over you? I checked Brad off twice. you all like to work us through what we have in front of us, mm-hmm. and I'll pass these around for viewing.
Okay. We've got it's an amendment to our current agreement for the biosolids project. It takes in the design and construction services associated with adding the silo to the project that we've discussed previously. The amendment itself is fairly short. What we're looking at is designing the silo truck loading facilities, pneumatic system to load the silo straight off the dryer, and then all the safety items associated with that. And then what we're anticipating is the construction side, the equivalent of an extra 30 days of construction and another 100 hours of on-site project representative during that period. It may stretch out a little bit further, but the actual amount of time we spend on site will be about what the additional we've got proposed here. I guess we've discussed quite a bit about it so far, so I guess if at this point this would be the step to get us officially moving forward with it.
Questions, gentlemen?
This has already been approved by the sewer board, hasn't it?
It's not gone to the sewer board. It's gone through the Biosolids Coalition.
The
coalition is in favor of doing this.
We have this set up directly under that portion of the budget that the county has, rather than pass through the sewer district.
Yeah, you're our direct client for this.
Okay. Discussion on the partnership. The sewer district will be a partner, right?
They've stated they intend to apply to be a partner in the coalition, but they have not submitted their application yet.
Okay.
I look for that to happen.
Right. I do too. I just was. Motion for approval.
Now the amendment to agreement for engineering services?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the amendment to agreement for engineering services regarding the biosolids project. Let's attach today's date to that discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we thank you very much. Did you have any other comments?
Not today. Thank you. We'll get started on it.
Thanks, guys.
No, I'll pass them through.
Okay.
Thank you, though. Now, previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes dated 5/19, 5/22. 5/27, and executive session minutes 5/19 and 4/28B.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated 5/19, 5/22, and 5/27, and executive session minutes dated 5/19 and 4/28B. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Can I amend my
yes.
include with corrections?
Amend your second also, Mr. Strader?
I'll amend my second.
We'll include as corrections in the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for guardrail. Mr. Erickson, good morning.
Good morning. Gentlemen, this is in reference to a request from Road and Bridge for guardrail needs. This has got to be a rather routine annual bid. We usually set the time frame on this particular need or product at 12 months due to market fluctuations. This is I'm here this morning to make a recommendation on behalf of Road and Bridge based on bid number 201404-260, 201404-260. This bid was released on April the 23rd. It closed and we opened it last week. Mr. Hayes and I in this room in public, in the open forum. We had two responses, as is usually the case. The first bid that we received was from James H. Drew Corporation in Sedalia, Missouri, for a total cost amount of $13,098.80. The other response was from Highway Safety Solutions in Springfield, Missouri, and their total cost listed on the bid response was $9,690.00.
Would you read that price again?
$9,690.
Thank you.
Mr. Hayes has issued a written recommendation, which I'll read into the record, addressed to you all. Canyon County Commission, dear sirs, I have reviewed the two bids received for guardrail 201404-260. I recommend Highway Solutions at a cost of $9,690.00 as the primary, and James H. Drew Corporation at a cost of $13,098.80 as secondary. He has also supplied me, he was called away this morning for a good reason, possible birth of another grandchild, which I had one born on this day too, so that's a neat thing. But he supplied me with a file with a full bid tabulation per item, which is kind of impressive that Kathy Roberts puts out. I don't know if you'd want to see that. It's a rather large spreadsheet, but in the past we've awarded as such, primary and secondary, as Mr. Hayes is recommending here, and I do so as well.
Make a motion for approval of Mr. Hayes' recommendation, so stated, as the Highway Solutions as the primary and Drew Corporation as the secondary.
Second.
Motion is made and second to approve Highway Safety Solutions is the primary and James H. Drew is the secondary as recommended by our Highway Administrator and Purchasing Director. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the vendors.
I saw Randy this morning before he hot-footed it. He was
yeah.
All smiles.
Yeah. Kind of neat thing.
Supplemental Economic Development Contract. Gentlemen, this is the formalization of a decision that's already been made regarding weed eradication project, amending the economic development contract that we currently have by and between the partnership and the county, increasing the amount of funds to go directly to that partnership from $50,000 to $55,000. The money is contained within the overall budget for economic development, so the funds are in place. Thoughts? When you have reviewed that, the chair would entertain a motion to enter into the formal agreement to pass the additional funds through to the Taney County Economic Development Partnership.
Do you need a motion, same as how it's already voted on?
I would like to have a motion to approve the agreement that we have in front of us.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Do
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the agreement by and between the Taney County Economic Development Partnership and Taney County for an increase in funds to be passed through to during 2014. I would also note that we also have a letter from Commission Counsel who has reviewed the agreement, actually put the agreement together. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, is there anything else before the commission this morning? I see that we have executive session with legal counsel this afternoon that will last probably 3 hours regarding various legal issues that the county is involved in. I would like to reiterate for the public that our circuit judge has just passed away, Mark Orr. That visitation is scheduled for this evening from 5 to 8 at First Baptist in Ozark, and the funeral will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. in that same church. And let's stand in recess, gentlemen, until we go into executive session.